electricity. I'm getting shocked, baby, you shock me. We got the chemistry. We know it's hot, but we got to touch it. Step into the light, crush it.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The lights and the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea. Sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of heartbreak. Heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm a sea of tears, sea of heartbreak.
The lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. What's a song in this heart of mine? Puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shadows wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love.
When we walk down the street, I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. Well, I did a double take the day I met you. My heart turned to flip as I stood next to you. And I knew right there I never could forget you. For you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. You came in. Turn my cloudy skies from gray to blue. You're my sunshine that comes up every morning. Yes, you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it, and I heard him say as I made my retreat,
"May the bird of paradise fly up your nose, may an elephant caress you with his toes, may your wife be flagged with runners in her hose,
laundry man is really on his toes. Found $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go,
"May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be plagued with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose."
I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same." A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make my livings all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is the checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm a-happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best there's ever been."
"Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that phone, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it. DJ's knows that I'm an outlaw.
They'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. Loudmouth in the corners getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair. I guess he ain't read the signs that say I've been to prison. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him off his chair. 'Cause my long hair just can't cover up my redneck. I've won every fight I've ever fought, and I don't need some turkey telling me that I ain't country, saying I ain't worth a damn dough ticket that he bought. 'Cause I can sing all them songs about Texas, and I still do all the sad ones that I know. They tell me I look like Merle Haggard and sound a lot like David Allen Coe. And the barmaid in the last town that we played in knew the words to every song I'd wrote. She said Jimmy Rabbit turned her on to my last album just about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, Johnny Cash helped me get out of prison long before Rodriguez stole that goat. I've been the Rhinestone Cowboy for so long I can't remember, and I can do you every song Hank Williams ever wrote. And I can sing all them songs about Texas, and I still do all the sad ones that I know. I can't help it, I look like Merle Haggard, and I sound a lot like David Allen Coe. But the country DJs all think I'm an outlaw, and they'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner's getting to me.
I wanna go home, I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home, I wanna go home. Oh, how home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read
between the lines. Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City. And after all these years, I find that I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Then walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, window. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling.
Hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
No one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months, when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is my little radio show called Viva La Mac. And you've been listening or hearing me. I'm hoping you've been listening. But if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you've been hearing me play a lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town. And it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard. For example, on Friday, August 26th, you're out at Beaver Station out in Beaver, and that's a show you're actually playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. How awesome is that? And then on Saturday, the 27th of August, you're doing a early evening, a late afternoon gig, I believe. It's outdoors. It's out at Woolly Bullies. That's in New Brighton. I think you told me the show time for that is 5 p.m. and some guys from Inner Groove Records will be out there DJing and spinning some records. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, you're down on the North Shore playing Stage AE, part of the tailgate party that they do before Steelers games. And that's, I know you've done that before, and that's always a blast. And that's just so exciting that there's these three dates, three opportunities to catch the 4019s this weekend. Now, before we get into anything, I want to talk about the fact that the 4019s are an LA-based band. That is a pure and simple fact. However, you, Nick, you have roots right here in Western PA.
Right. In the early 80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh, man, everybody worked there. And that was like the place, you know, so I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it, because she used to take photographs and stuff from with all those bands. And then I moved to L.A. a couple years later and got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene, because that was where my roots were and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
Now, your latest album, New Roaring Twenties, came out on the Big Stir record label. And this was, if my research shows me correctly, this was actually the first full length that Big Stir put out for you. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years. And they started as this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records, and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background. So the 4019s are an LA-based band with, obviously, you've got Nick, who's got Pittsburgh roots. You've got members who have, like, Michigan Midwestern roots with the band. And, like, you start off the entire album with this great track called It's For Fun. It's got this, obviously, and I think it's meant to be, it's got this Detroit swagger to it. So what was the genesis behind this song?
Yeah, you know, John Pozo, our singer, he and I go back probably like 30-some-odd years in the Leonards, and we used to come, we played a lot of shows in Pittsburgh back in those days, and it's his motto, you know, it's for fun, that's all we're living for. We're not a political band. We aspire to get people together to just have a good time. And just to, you know, without sounding corny or whatever, just to relish the time you have together with everybody, as in every show we've ever done, you ask anyone that's seen the Leonards or the 4019s or whatever, and they always say, "Yeah, you guys are having fun up there." So that's the impetus for that song.
Well, and let's and you said you know, basically it's about having, you know, good times, and the whole idea behind your name, the 4019s, is isn't it like the legalese for like time off for good behavior?
Yeah, exactly. John and Chuck, our other guitar player, Chuck, they're both attorneys, and while in court, they'd always hear this term 4019 credit, and so 49, the judge would say, you know, time off for good behavior, you got 4019 credits. So they thought, hey, that's a great name for a band because it's all about having fun, you know, good behavior. And every time the judge says 4019 credits, they're saying your name in the courtroom. So that's kind of their way of having a laugh in court.
Now with this, with your upcoming shows here in Pittsburgh, you've told me that Lenny from the Popular Creeps will be joining you on stage. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Every time we go either to Detroit for, you know, John and Lenny, obviously that's their home turf, or in Pittsburgh, if Lenny's available, he comes with us. And so he's coming down to join us on guitar. And he's going to bring out extra little bit of Detroit swagger, MC5 jazz that he's known for. And we're excited, and we hope everyone else will be as well.
Well, that's great. Let's actually check out that track from the New Roaring Twenties. It's the 4019s. It's for fun. That's what we're living for here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Can't settle down, gotta go. Time catches up if you go too slow. Can't watch the clock on the wall. Gotta let it out or forget it out. Too much time spent on the past. Gotta live it up, live it fast. Don't tell me it's not true.
Hey, that's the 4019s with It's For Fun from the New Roaring Twenties. I actually have Nick Z from the 4019s on the phone. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. We're talking about the fact that they're coming to town, playing some shows. In fact, the very first show is August 26th out at Beaver Station with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. That is in Beaver on the 27th, which is Saturday. You can find them doing a 5 p.m. show outdoors at Woolly Bullies in New Brighton. And then Sunday, the 28th, down on the North Shore, playing Stage AE as part of the Steeler pregame tailgate party before the Steelers take on the Lions. Now, before we played that last song we were talking about, the latest album, New Roaring Twenties. And on this album, and I know it was one of your singles you put out with Big Stir originally, you did a song with Tony Valentino of the Standells.
Yeah, we got to be friends with him. One day he came to a show to the Big Stir event, and he saw us, and he really liked John singing. He says, "Man, John reminds me of David Lee Roth." And John didn't see that, but he says, "Man, if Tony Valentino says I sound like David Lee Roth, man, that's the best compliment ever." And he wanted us to do a song. And so Late Night Radio was one of his. And he also he co-wrote with Dan Markell. And so we chose that one. It did quite well out there. So we were happy.
Late night radio needs
That's the 49th Teens with Late Night Radio off of the new Roaring Twenties. I'm on the phone. I'm actually on the phone with Nick Z of the 49th Teens. I hope you're enjoying this. Now, we've been playing selections from their new Roaring Twenties release, but before we get back to more conversation with Nick, how about we go back to their rebooted album and hear something off that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That is the 49th Teens channeling their inner modern lovers with a 383 Dodge Charger. I pulled that one off of the 49th Teens rebooted album. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you just tuned in, maybe you don't realize I've been talking with Nick Z of the 49th Teens. Now, you guys, over the years, whether it's with the 49th Teens or the Leonards or some of the other bands you've played with, you guys have shared the stage with a lot of really big names. My question to you is there a dream band that you'd be like, I would love to have shared the stage with, either someone past, present?
Well, yeah, if you were to ask John that question, he would tell you the Romantics. He's just a Detroit born and bred guy. He's like, man, I want to play with the Romantics, you know? And, for me, being a Pittsburgh guy, I'd love to do something with Joe Grushecki or the Granatis, or, you know, locally, something like that. Cause those guys were kind of the showed me what I was capable of doing if I stuck with things and just kept trucking, you know, and don't let nothing stop you. And of course, in a bigger scale, on a national scale, man, I'd love, who wouldn't want to play open for The Who, man? That would be cool.
See, now, I thought you were going to say The Stones.
Oh, I was Stones too. I'd you take know? The Stones. Yeah. I learned to play drums to Charlie Watts' Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. That was my record I listened to nonstop, man.
Speaking of sharing the stage, now there's one act that I think a lot of artists would have just given their left arm with to share the stage with, and that's the King of Rock and Roll himself, Elvis Presley. And you know, there's a couple songs on this new album that I feel like you're channeling the spirit of Elvis Presley.
Oh yeah, yeah. We wrote a couple tunes, and we with Elvis in mind, because all through the years of us, Elvis has always been a guidepost for us, you know, a marker. And we'd always do stuff in rehearsals, just having fun with Elvis, because man, he's the king of rock and roll.
Come on, baby.
Did those tracks, and we just came up with that song on the fly. John knew exactly where to take it, so you know, we were having fun. And one of the tunes, he even does a little marching thing like Elvis learned. He always used to say, I learned that one in the army.
Go, 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 little G-T-O-O. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little G-T-O-O. She'll give you everything she got. All right.
Two more tracks from the 4019s and their latest release, New Roaring Twenties. That was Go Little GTO, and before that, We're Going to Las Vegas. A couple songs where I feel that they've channeled the spirit of Elvis Presley for sure. Hey, if I haven't told you this, you can reach out to the 4019s or find them on the social medias or the interwebs or all that. Their website is actually the4019s.com. Their record label, Big Stir Records, can be found at bigstirrecords.com. And me, the Moxer, you can always just email me because you can't find me on the social medias. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Oh, speaking of the social medias, yeah. Those the label, the 4019s, they're on the Instas and the Facebooks and the Twitter, so you can find them there as well. But I actually need to wrap up, but I do have one more song to play off of your latest release, New Roaring Twenties, conveniently titled Time Marches On, because indeed it does, not just with life, but with this interview and this radio show as well. So, Nick, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to chat with me, and I want to remind all of the listeners out there that the 4019s have three upcoming shows. Friday, August 26th, out in Beaver, playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers at Beaver Station. And then on Saturday, the 27th, they're in New Brighton playing Woolly Bullies, and that's a 5 p.m. outdoor show. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And speaking of fun, what's more fun than playing Stage E at a Steeler pregame tailgate party? Yeah, before the Steelers take on the Lions down on the North Shore, they'll be playing Stage AE. So three great chances to check out the 4019s. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster. And again, Nick, I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, Paul, thanks a lot. And everybody at Viva La Mock, appreciate you guys sticking with us. And we enjoy listening to you every Friday night, brother.
I went down to the liquor store. I saw a face and I couldn't be sure. Is that you? Oh, friend, is that you? We rode our bikes on the streetlights. Kissed the girls and got in the fights. Is that you? Oh, friend, is that you?
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s. You're listening to my man, the Moxster, on WRCT, Carnegie Mellon.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
DJ Haim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
From the faint, do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, my friends, Joe Biden is doing it. Joe Biden will be canceling up to $20,000 in student loan debt for those making under $125,000. It'll be $10,000 for most folks, but there's a Pell Grant element to it, which could raise that to $20,000. We're going to look at the details. And I have to tell you, producer Pat was completely correct in his prediction. Producer Pat has been predicting on the award-winning bonus show that at a time advantageous to Democrats for the midterm elections, Joe Biden would do some larger student loan forgiveness than he has done so far. Now, remember that Joe Biden has already done, even before this, more student loan forgiveness than any other president. And we've covered that before. And Pat said it's going to be close-ish to the November midterms. Joe Biden's going to do something. And I just didn't think he was. And here we are. Producer Pat, completely correct. New York Times reporting, Biden to cancel $10,000 in student debt. Low-income students are eligible for more. The plan would be $10,000 in cancellation for those earning under $125,000 a year and $20,000 for those who received Pell Grants for low-income families. Now, the debt forgiveness is less than what some Democrats have been pushing for, and we will talk about that. Biden also announced that a pandemic-era pause on student loan payments, which has been in effect since March of 2020, will expire at the end of the year. There is not yet an application process. This has been a big question. Okay, so how do we get the forgiveness if we qualify? What's the process? That process has not yet been made specific. A couple of other important notes here. Students who receive Pell Grants will be able to get up to $20,000 in forgiveness. About 60% of borrowers have Pell Grants, and the majority come from families earning under $30,000 a year. The Education Department estimates 27 million borrowers will qualify for up to $20,000 in relief. Then you've got millions more who will be able to get the $10,000. And there are a number of other repayment modifications that are being made as well. So let's go through some of the different reactions to this, and then we're going to delve further into it. So one reaction is this is not enough. $10,000 is not enough. $20,000 is not enough. Fine. But this is already overwhelmingly more than any other president has done by far. So as I've said before, I tend to evaluate presidents based on what they do, generally speaking, and also for things they promised to do but don't do. I think both are fair game. Just saying, well, this president's bad because he didn't do these 10 things that he never promised to do, that seems to be a way to end up with relatively meaningless evaluations of presidents. So when you look at what Joe Biden has done, he has by far forgiven more student debt than any other president. Counterpoint. Joe Biden's only doing this to help Democrats in November. Well, I mean, listen, everything politicians do to some degree is to help themselves. is it also good for people? And the answer is this is very good for people. And there are also some new rules for income-based repayment plans, which are arguably as big of a deal as the forgiveness. Repayment will be capped at 5% of discretionary income rather than 10. That's a big source of relief. Your payments are zero if you are below 225% of the federal poverty line due to an increase in the non-discretionary fraction of income. Unpaid interest is waived.